Can you say your name, Braylon?
Braylon.
Perfect. So we have Braylon.
Can you tell Jibo to talk?
Jibo's actually just going to chime in when he wants to. That's what you would do, too. So you're not going to make someone make you say things, right? So he's just going to be our friend helping us out. So Braylon 5019, here you go. Hit a buzzer for me, bud. Whichever one's your favorite.
I think the blue one's my favorite.
Yeah, it makes sense because it's your favorite color. You want to go ahead? Can you hit it for me? Perfect. Tell me the letter you see, what the picture is, and another word that starts with that letter.
But blue.
Close. What are we going to, how about this first page? What is this?
A. Apple.
Is there any other words that start with A?
Yeah.
Like what?
Apple phone.
Yeah, that's true. What about this one?
Blue.
What letter is it?
B.
What's this?
A kid.
It is a kid. What letter might start with a b?
B, a boy.
Yeah, you're right. And you already told me about blue, so that's perfect. Can you tell me the letter?
C. Cookies.
Any other C words?
Ice cream cone.
Yeah, there's a lot of C's in those words.
D. Duck.
Any other D words?
Duck.
Duck is another, it's the same D word, yeah.
E. Elephant.
What do you do when you leave a room? Or maybe, what does a chicken lay?
This chicken?
Yeah, that you eat for breakfast sometimes.
I don't do that.
Aw, I was just trying to get you to guess egg, but that's okay. Here's the next one.
F, fish.
Let me fix this for you so you don't have to keep messing with it.
It's too tight on my head.
I know. Is he okay to not wear it?
G. Qatar.
Correct. Keep going.
H. House. Ice.
Mm-hmm.
L.
Could be an L. What letter does ice start with?
I.
Yeah, good job.
J. Juice. K. Okay.
What do you open a door with?
A key.
Yeah, good guess.
L. Leaf. M. Monkey.
It's a cute picture.
N. Nose. O. Orange.
You're speeding through this.
P. Plate.
Nice.
Q. Quiet.
Quiet is a good cue word. What does a duck say, too?
Quack, quack.
Exactly.
Crown.
That is a crayon. What are some colors a crayon might be?
Blue.
Yeah? What else?
Gold.
Yeah?
Red.
Yeah. Awesome.
Spider.
And what does a spider start with?
S.
Awesome.
T. Table. U, umbrella. V, vacuum. W, watch.
Mm-hmm.
X-ray.
Yep. What letter does it start with?
X.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Y.
Any ideas what that is?
Yogurt.
Yeah, there you go.
Z, zebra.
Guess what? You finished my whole alphabet. Hit another buzzer for me.
Great job.
Jibo thinks so too. All right, tell me the numbers you see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Was that 16?
20.
Nice.
25. 23.
Did I trick you again? What is this?
33.
Close, it's just 30. Can you say
30
for me?
30.
Nice.
40. 40. 50.
Correct, good job.
60. 70. 80. 90. 10,000.
Close, this one's 100. Can you say 100?
100.
If that's 100, this must be?
200.
Mm-hmm. And then this one would be?
500.
Awesome job. Now this is a crazy big one. Any ideas?
1,000.
Close, it's 1,000. Can you say 1,000?
1,000.
All right, can you tell me what you see here? This is a?
9.
Do you know what that is?
A plus.
Yeah.
7.
Do you know what this is?
Plus.
Plus 7, and this is an equal sign.
Equal.
Nice. Can you tell me what this whole equation is?
9 plus 1 is, well, 9 plus 1 plus 19 is,
yeah, you're
20.
You're exactly right. 19 plus 1 is 20. Can you say a minus sign for me?
9.
No, you can't say minus?
Minus.
There you go. Okay. I think we're done with that. Go ahead and press another buzzer for me. Nice.
You're doing an awesome job.
That's awesome. All right, take a look over here. We got some words. So this is a slide, and now there's two of them. So what would you call two? What would you say?
Double slides.
Yeah. All right. Now we have a snack, and there's two.
I'll call them a two snack.
Mm-hmm. What about, I'm going to call this a mip. Now there's two. So what would you call them?
A two mip.
This is a yag. Now there's two. What would you call two of a yag?
A double yag.
This is a cup. What would you call
it? No, two? That's a mug.
Yeah, but we'll call it a cup, okay? So what if there's two of them? What would you say? There's two?
There's two cups.
Mm-hmm. Keep it up, buddy. This is a skack. Now there's two of them. So what would you call two?
Us two have skack.
Yeah, can you say skack for me?
Skack?
Yeah, and so then what if there was two of them? How would you say it?
A double scat.
All right, this is a smide. Now there's two of them. What would you call two?
A two half smide.
This is a ship.
It's a boat.
I know, but we'll call it a ship. So what if there's two of them? What would you call it?
A double ship.
What if there's two of them? Would you say there's one ship, then two
ships.
Mm-hmm, just like that, buddy. What about a dup? I'm going to call this a dup, and there's two of them. How would you say it?
A double dup.
Mm-hmm, but what would you say? So like you said for ship, there's one dup, two.
Two dups.
Mm-hmm.
One.
This is a bag, we'll call it. I know it looks like a purse, but we'll call it a bag. Now, there's two of them, you would say two
bags.
Mm-hmm. We're zooming through these. This one is a light, we'll call it. Now there's two.
Two lights.
Mm-hmm. This one is a brib. So now if there's two of them, you'll say two.
Ribs.
This one is a kel. What would you say? Two
kelbs.
Mm-hmm. This is a foo. Two
fews.
This is a rock. You got two
rocks.
Mm-hmm. This is a crib. Two
cribs.
Mm-hmm. This is a pint. So now we have two.
Two pipes.
This is a shoe. What would you call two?
Two shoes.
This is a bell. We have two
bells.
And then this is a yak. And we have two
yaks.
Awesome job. Those are some silly words. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for that one.
And this one?
Yeah, whichever one you want. All right, now Jibo here is going to tell us what to... Oh, he gave you some fireworks. That's so cute. But Jibo's going to tell us what we're going to do for the next activity. Okay?
Okay.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Sounds like a plan. Let's see what the first picture is. What do you see?
Look at the picture.
A kid and a lion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else do you see? Tell me everything.
A fish and a pond, and that's it.
That's it. Look a little closer.
And some lily pads.
Nice word.
And some leaves. And everything.
That's everything. So how did they get here? What in the world is going on here?
They ran away from a dangerous animal.
Oh. What's more dangerous than a lion?
A rhino.
Oh, yeah. I would not want to be chased by a rhino. That's a good point. How did they end up together in the boat?
Because they found a boat.
Oh, they found it together? Huh. Would you ever get in the boat with a lion?
Because they can eat people.
But not even if you were running away from a rhino?
Well, you can help them.
Ah.
And they won't eat you.
Smart. That's probably what this kid is doing, huh? Where do you think they're going if you had to take a guess?
To back home.
Mm. Is it down the river or where's the home?
Down the river.
What else do you think you could find in these waters?
Flowers.
Flowers, yeah, that's a good idea.
Leaves. Mm-hmm. That's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been on a river or been in a boat?
I've been in a boat.
Mm-hmm. Where? Oh, let's leave that alone. So stop touching the microphone or else it's going to sound like shh. And we'll be like, what was he saying? I can't understand what he was saying because all I hear is shh. what was I saying? Anything else you can tell me about this or what they might be doing?
They might be doing they might be selling.
They might be what?
Selling.
Selling what?
Across the river.
Oh, sailing across. That's a really good word. I'm glad you said that word. Awesome. Anything else?
I don't know.
No, those are some good guesses. Here's the next picture. Tell me what you see.
I see he's stealing a plane. He's stealing a plane.
Uh-huh. What else about him?
He's standing on his bed.
And what is he wearing?
Stuff you can go on with planes.
Is that stuff you normally have in your bedroom?
No, I don't have all the pieces, but I have some.
So where did he get that stuff?
He got it from his mom.
That makes sense. What can you tell me about his surroundings?
Airplanes have surroundings.
Can you tell me what's going on in his room?
I'm just pretending there's an airplane in there.
Do you like to play pretend?
I sometimes.
What do you like to play pretend about?
Everything.
Everything? So you've pretended to throw a plane before and be riding a plane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
And I actually been riding a plane before.
Yeah? Where were you going when you were riding in a plane?
We was going to Florida.
That's awesome. So did you get to see water down there in Florida? See the beach?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the most fun part? Or
yeah,
they had
a one island.
Whoa.
I went on a real island.
I love going on an island. That sounds really cool. So you were like that boy in the boat, huh? Mm-hmm. So what else do you see in his room? Can you tell me what you see there? Right here.
I see his toys on the ground and his clothes on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Is that like your room or is your room cleaner than his?
Cleaner than his.
Nice. Anything else he has in his room that you can see?
Fish.
Uh-huh.
Books. And that's it.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
So what about this at the top? Is this real life or do you think that's part of his pretend?
Part is it? He's thinking about something outside.
Mm, that's pretty cool. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
That's...
All right, let's see what's next.
Is she going to keep on standing like that?
What?
What was this?
You heard the robot. I think she's just hanging out just like we are.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to be cheering you on, man.
You're doing awesome.
Be careful. We don't want to knock the robot over, okay? So, she said you're doing awesome, so we have two more pictures
look
here.
Look at the picture.
You heard the robot. What do you see here?
You said they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
What else did the robot
tell
you to do?
Look at the picture.
All right, tell me what you see.
Octopus in his room. I was about to kill him. No, actually, that's her room.
Yeah, what are all the stuff that they have in there?
An octopus.
Yeah, what's all next to the octopus? What is he holding? What's he doing?
I don't know what he's holding.
Nothing? Mm-hmm. Look at each of his arms. You know what this is.
What? A pencil.
Yeah, what's this?
A book.
Uh-huh. What else has he got going on?
I don't know what that is. A paper?
Yeah, there's a bunch of paper too. And who's this?
A girl.
Yep, what's she doing?
I don't know.
Take a look. We're not gonna keep poking Jibo, he's gonna have to go away. What else
Hi.
Do you see on the bottom here?
I don't know.
Well,
is he, is that a she or a he?
I'm not sure. It's kind of like a kid, so I'm not really sure if it's a she or a he. What would you like to call it?
Brendan. She can't hear me?
We're almost done. If we finish these two pictures, then we can be almost at the end, okay? So I just want you to tell me everything you see, and then we'll go to the next picture.
What else can you call it?
Go ahead. Tell the robot what you see.
I see a mouse.
Just one?
One.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Look again.
One mouse. No, there's two mouse.
I tricked you, didn't I?
There's two mouse.
What kind of a job do you think she's doing? Why is she in this room? What does it look
so
like?
So she can do science.
Oh, what made you think she's a scientist?
Because she got great ideas.
That's awesome to hear. Yep, exactly right. Anything else?
And you're a scientist.
You got it. We're both wearing the coat, right?
And she's wearing the coat.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you see here about science?
That's all.
Okay. Well, and you're a scientist today by doing this with us, so you're in our crew, okay?
Okay.
Last picture in this activity, and then you'll hit a buzzer.
She's getting a big something.
What is it?
I don't know what this is.
Some kind of vegetable, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what is she doing with it?
She's picking it up from off the ground.
Okay, what does that make her?
A gardener.
Mm-hmm. What else is in her garden?
Carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Do you see any kind of animals?
Yeah, snails.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a snail that big?
No.
Or do you think she's just really small?
I think she's just really small.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been on a farm?
No. What's this do?
That keeps our pages together, so we're not going to pull on it, okay? Finish telling me anything else you can spot in this picture, and then you get to hit a buzzer, and Jibo might say something to you. But you have to tell me, give me a good look, everything else here first.
There's leaves.
Yep, leave that alone and keep talking.
And then here?
Please don't do that. That's going to hurt people's ears.
Okay.
Is it going to electricity me?
It's not going to electricity you at all. But when you're too loud, it can hurt people's ears. And that's what you do.
See, I hear you here, but if you're really loud, it'll hurt my ears.
Okay, so just tell me everything else you see here. Take a good look, and then you'll hit a buzzer, and Jibo might say something to you.
I see a gate.
What are those?
A gate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it? Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. Nice.
Great job.
The blue one again. Okay. We only have a few of these pictures left, and then we'll be done, okay? So I just want you to tell me what you see, and then I want you to tell me how you do it step by step. So what is he doing?
He's brushing his teeth.
Can you tell me how you brush your teeth step by step?
By putting toothpaste on, and then put in water, and then brush them.
For how long?
For just like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens when you're done?
You spit all the toothpaste out.
Good job, buddy. How about this one?
He's washing his hands.
Okay, how do you do that?
By putting soap on your hands.
Just soap?
No. You gotta scrub them, then rinse it off for 2 minutes.
Oh, perfect.
He's tying his shoes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to tie your shoes yet? What about shoes that you can put on? How do you put on, like, Velcro shoes? What do?
You gotta Velcro them.
Mm-hmm. So you put your foot in.
And then strap it.
Okay, gotcha.
She's getting stereo.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how you do that step? Which steps do you do first?
Get a swimmer in a bowl. And then pour some cereal, then pour some milk.
Nice. What cereal do you like to eat the most?
I eat all the cereal.
Yeah, it's all very good, isn't it? All right, what's he doing?
He's putting on his clothes, just like I did today.
Mm-hmm. So which parts of clothes do you put first?
I put on underwear first, mm-hmm. Then pants, then a shirt, then socks, then shoes. She's making some cupcakes.
Have you made cupcakes before?
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You mix, right? Or what do you do first?
You mix.
Okay. And then what do you do when you mix it all up?
You gotta put it in a microwave.
In the microwave?
Not in the stove.
In the stove?
No, under the thing.
You're exactly right. Under the stove is where you put it. And then what do you do when you put it in there?
You gotta wait and then take it out and put some icing on it.
Yeah. What else do you like? Do you like to put sprinkles on too?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of icing and flavors do you like?
I don't know, because I like all.
Yeah, you're just like me. I like all of them. Yeah, I'm the same way. I can't pick a favorite. What's she doing?
I don't know.
No?
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling you know what she's doing. She's holding something. Look a little closer.
I don't know what she's holding.
What do you see here?
Mm-hmm.
We only have a few more of these, and then we'll be all done. And Jibo can do a dance with you, okay? So
can she dance?
She'll show you at the end. So we're almost at the end here. So I just want you to tell me.
How many left?
I'll tell you when we get close, okay?
Okay. She's holding some paint.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which colors.
Yeah, the picture's not colored, so that's our fault. But what do you do step by step to paint? Do you just take a brush and put it on the paper, or do you do something different?
You gotta get paint and get some crowns and and get some piece of paper and get and just start and get some water and that's it.
Why do you need the water?
So you can wash all the things off.
Perfect. All right, we have four more. Let's count them down together, okay? This first one.
He's in a car.
He's what?
He's in a car.
Mm-hmm. And what is he putting on?
A seatbelt.
Why do you need to do that?
Because it's for safety.
That's exactly right. All right, here's number two.
Yep, and what are they pretending? That's a human, and she's actually a human.
Do you have any stuffed animals or toy animals that you like to play with?
I got stuffed animals and toys.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorite ones to play pretend with?
I don't know. I play pretend a bunch.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do when I was your age, too. All right, this is number three. What's he doing? Do you have any pretend clothes or dress-up clothes like that?
I don't have none. I only have superhero ones.
Oh, is that what you're going to be for Halloween? What superhero?
I sometimes be Black Panther,
yeah.
Ranger, even Batman. But we can't find a mask to Batman, so.
That's surprising. You think they've got a lot of them out there. Well, I hope you find it for this Halloween. All right, last one. Tell me what you're doing.
On the slide.
Okay. Do you like to play on the slide in the playground? Or is there a different thing you like to do at the playground?
I like to do everything at the playground.
Mm-hmm. What are the things on like a jungle gym you like to do?
I don't know how to do a jungle gym because.
Okay, yeah. So probably a slide or the swings. Is that what you like? And so what are they doing? Are they going one by one or are they going all together? What do you think?
They're going one by one.
Is that a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because that's how you can't kick people.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. All right, do you want to be done or do you want to finish these last three, these last pictures here?
I want to be done.
All right, perfect. Can I get a high five? You made it through everything we needed.